sport press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. Wearing our right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, locked for three. And me, I crashed the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed at the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when it's late.
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back. And some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports related news and topics. I'm J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Coach Locke out on assignment. Yeah, shout out to Coach Locke.
Shout out to Coach.
Yes, cameraman, how you doing, brother?
It's time all for right. The parking lot.
Professional thumbs up.
Yeah, it's real yeah. Professional. Yeah.
All get him, right. Bucko.
Right back at you, brother. Episode 495. We're breaking down the 2023 NBA in-season tournament.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Let's kick it off, Jeff. Best of the week. Talk to the people.
Oh, man. Went to my first Monday Night Raw in a long time.
Saw that.
Yeah, it was live. CM Punk made his triumphant return to the WWE this week.
I mean, I won, too.
Yeah. I gave you that one.
Man, no, you didn't. I picked first.
Yeah,
man,
I gave you that
one. No, the cameraman tried to tell you. Oh, you messed up.
I knew Sam coming back. I gave you that one.
Man, whatever. I won.
I threw that off the glass.
No, you didn't.
You slammed it. You supposed to.
Yeah. I know you've been watching like that. We should have came out there with me, man.
Get on, man.
He's not going to go.
Goodness gracious.
You were to go.
I'm saying, y'all.
Never mind. Don't do that. Not today.
The inviting.
Not today.
The invitings and then.
I always invite you.
No, I'm saying
we didn't get invited to Jeff. What did we get to get invited to?
Chill, we. Chill, we.
What happened?
Nothing. Weezy, what's your best of the week?
My best of the week, man. Bronny is back to clear the play.
Good.
Shout out to Bronny, man.
What I invite
you? J-Ho, what's your best of the week, dog?
We ain't going there.
Okay.
We ain't going there.
My best of the week is Mikey Williams, guys.
Yeah,
he reached a plea deal on a misdemeanor charge. Been taking online classes at Memphis since June. I'm all for young kids getting another chance. Yes. Good luck and God bless to my guy, Mikey Williams, man. Good luck. I'm just, okay. I ain't tripping. Yeah. You can have him.
I'm just messing with
okay.
I just want to make sure that's documented. That's my guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that. How's Imani Bates doing?
Imani Bates is my guy.
Okay.
Killing in the G League.
I mean, I know. And so is Juventu Guerrero.
Shout out to Hoovy.
They shipped Imani Bates to the G League.
Shipped. He started there. Worst of the week, Weezy. Talk to the people.
Worst of the week, man, is... The transfer portal in the college football, man.
It's going crazy.
It's going nuts.
Man, they said there's 472 people in the transfer portal.
And just you wait.
And it's not even officially open yet. Yeah. It's December 4th.
Watch when they get there.
This is crazy, 12-4. Man. They got to get control of college.
My worst of the week is Swagger being canceled. Best show on TV nobody was talking about. Canceled after 2 seasons. Damn near no promotion on the show. The actors couldn't really speak on it because they were holding the stance of the writer's strike. Man. Shout out to Jace Carson, man.
Hoping somebody picked that up.
Shout out to Crystal Jarrett, man. Shout out to Nick Mendez, man.
Shout out to him.
Man, my guys, man. That's my type of show right there.
I still got to finish season 2. I think I'm going to try to wrap that up over the weekend.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ross Boyce.
Man, he ain't never watched a minute.
My worst of the week is I understand the job situation. I get it. But the overall atmosphere at Memphis Grizzlies basketball games is in the shitter. No longer playing Whoop That Trick or Memphis-centric music. Yeah, they've calmed it down.
They battle?
Because old Ja, Oh, Ja Wick.
It's hot, man.
It'll change the whole atmosphere in Memphis games, man.
Man, Elvis Presley music.
Man, listen, it's like any other NBA game now. Like, I was watching it on the Bay. I was like, man, that ain't right.
You still whoop that in the fourth quarter.
All type of stuff. They don't do none of that no more. It's just
yes, thank you. Thank you very much. It's
the bass song.
Playing the organ.
That's regular old basketball music. Man, that's some slop.
Y'all coming back, though.
Yeah, yeah. He two pistols. Like they need him yesterday.
Two pistols.
Really weak. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, Beyond Pod, YouTube, Amazon Music to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search for Sport Press Podcast. J-Hope.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What it do?
You guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners.
Jay, what we got this week?
What we got? You supposed to pull it up on your thing. You. Okay, let's hear. Let's hear. I'm waiting on you.
You hear me? Don't wait on me.
I'm waiting.
This week we got award recipient, Blackhawks, Corey Perry.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Whoever he is.
Corey Perry was recently cut from the Chicago Blackhawks NHL. Mm-hmm. For inappropriate behavior, end quote. Mm. The Blackhawks called Perry's behavior unacceptable. Whoa. Said he violated both terms of his contract and internal organizational policies. Uh-oh. The reason why, guys?
What Corey do? No, he didn't.
Perry allegedly was caught having relations with young superstar teammate Connor Bedard's mother.
You's a freaky ass nigga! Fuck
you mean? Oh, he's shaking it.
Melanie.
No, he's not. Yeah, no.
That's his teammate. Oh, man. I got to say, the locker room.
He's done with that. She could have said no.
Now, Perry, who is 38, apologized to his teammates, the Blackhawks organization, and stated he is currently working to seek professional help. Perry appeared in 16 games for the Blackhawks this season, recording 4 goals and 5 assists.
How old is
Bob?
Probably about
40, 41.
Because
that's a young team,
exactly.
He got drafted number one in the world.
Yeah.
He probably couldn't handle a young boy in there.
That's his mom.
That's his mom.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I got to see you every day. You walk around my house like Belvin on Black Boy.
Come on, I know, but.
Is she a cold piece? She a cold piece?
But here's the thing, though.
What is it?
Here's the thing. She still gonna answer the phone. Another team. Say,
mama gotta have a life too.
Yeah, she still gonna answer the phone.
Mama gotta have a life too.
I'm trying to tell you that.
I've been trying to tell you that.
Chill. Oh. Chill, dog. Man. Chill.
Yeah.
Chill that.
We gonna let the cameraman take that one. Oh. It's a Corey Perry. You guys ready to get started with the first?
You gotta be a team, better teammate.
Yeah, come on, man. One team, one dream.
Please.
One team, one dream. No, let's believe in that.
Let's get started with the first half, guys.
They don't believe in that no more. One team, one dream.
You finished?
No.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
I'm Weezy. What it do? Big Jeff, where can I find you on social media, my brother?
Oh, man, Weezy, I am Jay Easley 84 across all social media platforms.
Jay, where can I find you, my dog?
I'm Jay Hove on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk on Twitter.
Say less.
I'm arguing with people on Twitter. It's
crazy. Yeah.
It's real beef out here.
I like it.
Yeah. Same seats every year for the last 6 years. You know where to find me.
Ooh.
Post
up. I'm FSP.
New feet every time.
New shoes. I ain't doubled up yet.
Oh, shit. He different. He different.
Sure.
We done. You done.
I am done.
I'm done.
You
ain't gonna double up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You gotta get that fit off.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Got to get that fit off.
I ain't gonna lie. We need the cameraman. You know what I'm saying. I need the flicks.
Get the fit off.
You know what I'm saying. I ain't had no flicks. My dog ain't get. You know what I mean.
6 years in a row.
Yeah, but man, same seats.
Yeah.
Can't miss me.
Yeah.
Same seat,
different fit.
Different game.
Yeah.
Different fit.
What you got, Weep?
No.
I'm done.
Don't push it off on
I'm
me.
Done. I'm
done. Let him try.
Oh, my.
It's going to be a long night.
Long night.
It's going to be a long night.
FSP_Weezy on IG. I'm at HowWeezy on Twitter. Same seats.
Same seats. Yeah. Same time.
Yeah.
Same black
bad channel.
That's my dog.
That's my dog.
It is lock_the_great. That's THA. Get at him.
Damn. I ain't gonna lie, my dog been out 5 weeks.
he doing the Lord's work, man. Yeah, he's working out here.
It is. I'll be right back. Y'all better. Shit, I can't understand what y'all talking about.
Go ahead, Joe.
Let's get it going, man. It's week 13 of the FSP Fantasy Football League. Let's get my BS out of the way. At 2-10, losers of 8 straight, myself versus DP. I know he's listening. Show me them TDs. DP is projected to win that one by 10. I have made every wrong move every week, every time. This is the worst fantasy football season I've ever had since I started playing roughly 10 to 12 years ago. Mm. It is terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Humbling, as they say.
Humbling.
All I can do is wait for next year. Let's move on. Third straight commentators at 5-7, the 8th ranked team. Versus returning to Mac one time for Reagan and Shane, excuse me, the 4th ranked team. Reagan is projected to win that one by 20 ball. Moving on. Royale with the Cheese also at 7-5, third ranked team. Versus 4-8, Bishop Sick of my team one time for Cam, still fighting out here. And Twin is projected to win that one by 14 points. All right. Hair Jordan at 9-3, the 2nd ranked team. Versus Connor Stallion's Manifesto one time for D. Harris at 4-8. D'Harris projects to win that one by 20. He's still fighting. CMC later, number one team by far at 11-1. One time for Chaz, kicking ass and taking names. Versus Now Watch God. Now Watch God is fighting, though.
Yeah.
One time for Watch. He's 6-6. He's fighting. He's playing good ball right now. Playing his best ball of the season right now. But he's projected to lose by 35 points.
Shout out to Sean Watch, man.
Shout out to Watch.
And the game of the week, the number 5 ranked St. Quan and them at 7-5 versus the number 7 ranked at 5-7. Bad draft, Shardy, one time for P.O. This game is going to come down to the wire with 2 points represent start dividing the teams. Yeah, and playoff implications across the board, except for my game and DP game. No one cares who wins that one because we both are trash. Well, no, Chubb and DP, TD still got a shot. DP still got a shot.
I know,
DP still has a shot. Now, me on the other hand, I have nothing. Nothing to play for just for being a good sport.
Whitney Houston.
I have nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
I'm just being a good sport at this point. Put my lineup out there, making sure nobody gets an easy win. Even though they're gonna get an easy win regardless, because my team is terrible. That's what you get.
Ain't gonna be like.
Nah, I had a great draft. Judging. That's why I tell people all the time. Like, this is real quick. I tell people all the time, those draft grades at the beginning of the season mean nothing. I had an A+ draft grade. A plus.
Go get him. Yeah.
He looking for some drama. He said, "Jim, I see
no,
where you
going."
No, I ain't gonna fuck with.
No, it's good, bro. Why you say what you got to say, him.
It's all good.
We're here. I can take a joke, like Drake say.
I can't take a joke. I got to take a joke.
It's your turn, Weed. What you got for us today?
All right, man. Hey. My top 7, man.
Mm-hmm. NFL. Of what? NFL edition.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. NFL been getting a little crazy this week. It's starting to get to the nitty-gritty of the NFL, man. It's starting to get rough right now.
For sure.
If you good, you good. If you ain't, you ain't.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So here we go. Number 7. Jacksonville Jaguars being consistent, 8-3.
You got touch and receive.
Yeah. Number 7, Jacksonville Jaguars. Number 6, they hanging on by a thread. I couldn't move them up. I couldn't move them down. Detroit Lions at number 6, 8-3.
All right.
Number 5, don't get on me. It's just a new week. I know we watched them play last night. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Just relax. They ain't played a winning team. Dallas Cowboys, number 5.
My Dak MVP ain't looking bad. Mm-hmm.
It's not
looking
bad. Okay.
Number 4. They moved up a little bit this week. San Francisco 49ers is number 4.
That's a big game this week. Good God.
Yeah. They got a big game ahead of them.
That's a big fight right there.
What game at your house week?
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Sunday night. You know what? It's Sunday night. Yeah, listen. Yeah. Let's do it. If y'all want to do it, just let me know.
Yeah. All right, number 3. They bouncing back, man. They beat the hell out of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs.
They went down 14-0. Yeah. Something. A switch went off.
Kansas City Chiefs. Number 2, they had a little hiccup. They lost Mark Andrews, but they still rolling, man. Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Number 1.
Yeah.
You know.
Contingent on this weekend.
Number 1, Jalen Hurts, man. Show no mercy.
No.
Wait.
They had a good little gauntlet, though. They played Dallas. They played.
They
played
the gauntlet right now.
They in the middle of a gauntlet
Buffalo.
Right now.
They in the middle of it.
They got San Francisco now. And they got Dallas again.
And 4th quarter wins. And they're coming back on 4th quarter wins.
Close.
They're coming back in 4th quarter wins. What do you want them to do?
They haven't lost.
Stay low, keep firing.
But they haven't
lost. Mm-hmm.
Against the Las Vegas Raiders?
And they also lost to Denver.
And that is your list, right, Weezy?
That's my list. Okay.
What you got, Jeff?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. All right, let's move on to the NBA.
Yes, talk. Sure.
Weezy's guy, Shark Tank alum, Mark Cuban.
About that money.
Yeah, we talk about some money right here. The Dallas Mavericks have sold to the family behind one of the world's largest casino empires, whew, for $3.5 billion.
Some money with a B, y'all.
Big B. Mm. All right. This was released in a statement by the mayor, Alderson, and the family of the majority shareholders of the Las Vegas Sands. Mm-hmm. Now, Cuban had mentioned this before, that he wanted to sell the team to the Sands Corporation by saying he wanted to help them build a new arena in Dallas to have a resort style and casino in their arena.
It's coming.
Yeah, that's a great pause. That's an amazing pause. Yeah. Now, after selling, Cuban would still remain around to make all the basketball operations decisions. He would still hold a minority share in the team, but like I said, would still make all basketball decisions. Starting with you, Weezy. It's a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I think it's a big deal. I think it's a brilliant deal on both ends. Mark Cuban bought this team in the year 2000 for $286 million. Sold it for $3.5 billion to one of the richest family casinos. That family in casino, they don't care about him making them. They don't care about him decisions in basketball. Mm-hmm. They do what they want to do. They bought the team. They want to put a casino in it, and they want to build a hotel around it so they can make money, right? What they've been doing. Yeah. So on both sides, get what they want. Mark Cuban gets a bunch of money behind it. It works out on both ends.
Points were made. The reason that we all know who Mark Cuban is for a couple of things. Owning the Mavs, first and foremost. Yeah. And then his seat on Shark Tank, if you're looking at a younger demographic. So those are pretty much the two, and he got rid of both. Yeah. No longer is on Shark Tank within a week, right?
Yeah. He quit Shark Tank too?
Yes. Yeah. And this is a guy that likes to be in front of the camera, clearly.
Yeah.
Most owners don't. We'll talk about an owner next that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. But you don't usually get rid of the lights unless you're trying to get a bigger light. And I think there's no reason for him to get so liquid unless he's trying to do something with a bigger audience around him. So in turn, I think Mark Cuban is preparing himself to run for president as early as 2024.
Damn.
As an independent or a Republican.
There is. I don't say truth to that because of speculation, but there is something I can agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. Because why on earth are you getting that liquid that soon? You know what I mean? Now there are some people that have questions about this sale, right? I'm wondering because the Hornets just sold for $3 billion, and the Milwaukee Bucks' recent sale price was $3.5 billion. They're both a smaller market teams, mm-hmm. So you know, you think about somebody selling in Dallas that he probably took a discount, but I think he took that discount to remain in the head of basketball operations.
100%.
You know what I mean? They'd be able to still be around the game that he loves and still be that high-profile owner that he has been for some time.
That's insane, too, because Mark Cuban isn't even a basketball guy, so you keep a guy. But you've done something for 20 years. Yeah. You learn on the job.
Absolutely.
And I think he's learned how to get that team the way he wants it to look over the years. So,
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him. Yeah.
That's a big boy.
$285 million, $3.5 billion.
That's an easy flip.
But you got a point though. He's getting liquid.
Oh yeah.
For something. So there's a play down the line.
Oh, something down the line. Yeah. All right. Before we get started with halftime, let's talk some NFL, guys. Panthers majority owner David Tepper has officially lost his patience, guys. As a result, Frank Reich is gone from the head coaching spot. One and done. Also, his dismissal comes with the Panthers sporting a league-worst 1-10 record two-thirds the way into the season. Reich finds himself fired in season for the second time in as many years. The Panthers will now look to rebuild their coaching staff in a way they can help young Bryce Young reach his full potential. Weezy, what is next for the Carolina Panthers?
I kind of understand the firing of Frank Reich. It might have been, I don't know. They probably should let him finish the season now, but I understand it. Here's the thing with the NFL and today's quarterbacks. No team should be 1-9 in the NFL this year.
Especially a team that didn't lose anybody other than, I mean, they lost their biggest piece.
They lost the best offensive piece.
They did.
Yeah.
And the offensive line is absolute horrendous. Yeah. So, yeah,
but they've been in games.
They should have won some games.
You don't drop the number one pick and only win one game. because you're up for it again. And now you put him in a bad spot where you're going to go get another quarterback and probably get rid of him.
They don't have a pick.
They ain't going to do that.
They don't have a pick.
They're not getting rid of Bryce Young.
And they don't have a pick.
They ain't got a pick. They gave it to the Bears.
Oh, that's
for
right.
DJ Moore.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
They traded, up to get Bryce Young.
That's
the
right.
The big one to skip. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got right now.
Yeah. They don't have a pick. So, no, I want to say this the right way. I understand the firing.
Mm.
Because, as Weezy was saying, you don't have your quarterback. And your quarterback doesn't look well coached.
Don't.
He looks lost. And you don't – and the reason why I say that, because you don't want it to be a situation where – not to pick on you, Jay. You don't want a Josh Rosen situation.
Bro.
You don't want to lose your guy before he has the chance to become a guy. Right? Josh Rosen, I think you and I both thought at one point that he could have been resurrected. But now it's of course it's over with now. But we all thought at one point Josh Rosen could have found a better situation. You don't want with as much capital as you gave up to get Bryce Young, you don't want to lose him within the first season. And they're teetering on the fact of damage beyond repair. So you got to get away from him. You got to find a young mind that can resurrect this offense, because the defense is there to me.
I agree.
The defense is there. They can't score points. No disrespect to Adam Thielen. He can't be wide receiver one in 2023. He cannot be wide receiver one in 2023. Chuba Hubbard is trying. Miles Sanders giving the old college try.
They got pieces.
No,
you're not talking about on defense.
Yeah,
defense. They got
on
pieces.
Defense. Yeah, so
J.C. Horn, the top 10 corner.
Yeah, so at some point, I understand the fact. I don't know if I would have done it in season, but no. I do believe they definitely were going to be looking for a new coach.
No,
because this and last thing, per rumors, the organization and general managers wanted Stroud.
They wanted Stroud,
but the owner wanted Young,
and that's what I want to speak on.
Go ahead.
The owner. That is the problem. This is a guy that fired his head coach during the season for the second consecutive year.
Yeah.
Now, I understand firing Matt Rhule, he wasn't the guy for the job. But you don't hire a guy 12 months into a job and then it's like, oh, I'm about to get rid of him too. Like, no, you got to have some type of patience. You got to step back and just be the owner. And I, like we spoke about Mark Cuban, you can learn on the job. Jerry Jones learned on the job, but you traded your first pick, like Weezy mentioned, to get a generational quarterback, the historic franchise-building quarterback, and you got to have patience with that. It takes time. And people like David Tepper just don't have patience because they're coming from a different world, hedge fund. So, in turn, you're meeting every day. You're making tweaks and changes every day. And when you run a football team, you don't make tweaks and changes every day. You just build. You just build day after day. And that is how you build a team. And he'll learn to kind of step back and not be a hedge fund owner and just be an NFL owner and let the guys that know football run the football team. And you run how you're supposed to run the football team because that's what happened in Denver. And that's why Denver is on the slide, like how they've been on the slide for the last 5 years. They let a hedge fund guy come in there and be an owner. And you just trying to make things work in your time. And that's not how the NFL is run, man. You got good people around you to kind of help build that program, and that's a bad franchise right now.
And let's be honest, in the NFL is a copycat league, and it's a bunch of it's a bunch of recycling. Like the offensive coordinator, like Mark Reed, he got fired, so he'll probably be somebody's offensive coordinator, somebody senior assistant somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that circulates, and when your quarterback is already frustrated and he gets benched or something, they turn into somebody like, well, just think about Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get a shot again to be a number one guy. He should be.
He should, but
he's
won't.
Not going to get a shot again.
Yeah.
They was going to do Kyler Murray the same way. They did Josh Rosen the same way.
Yeah.
And those guys were top three picks.
Yeah, top guys.
Yeah. If you're not a starter, you become a backup. And it's hard to get out the backup role.
It is. It's extremely hard. Geno Smith
got lucky. Got lucky.
Yeah. And with those hedge fund things, Jeff, and you know this, you're putting out fires.
Yeah.
And there's these little things, I can press a button and fix this.
Yeah.
Pressing the button and firing a CEO in a hedge fund makes sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. In football, dude. You just can't fire people. And
too many
quick
variables.
Fix. No.
Too many variables.
Way too many.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys ready to get started with halftime?
Sure.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime, we are back with FSP's Heisman list. I think this is the last week, guys.
Mm.
That's it.
It's probably it. Michael Jackson, this is it. All right.
Whitney Houston.
Each week of the college football season, FSP will take a look at the 2024 Heisman Trophy race and break down each contender out of contention for the final week, guys. Out of contention. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yes. Yeah. Gone.
Yeah, that loss was messy. Nah, he was in contention. Blake Corum. Out of contention.
Gone.
He was in contention. He was in contention. JJ McCarthy.
Definitely.
Out of contention.
They still playing, though, but gone. Yeah.
Coming in at number four, we have Junior. Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe.
Man, he made a huge step.
Plus 13,000, long shot. But put himself back in contention. It's an epic throw against Auburn in the Iron Bowl. That is a Heisman moment.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Fourth and 30. Mm-hmm. Why are you in single coverage?
Man, come on.
Why didn't he come heat his ass up? Why did, they only rushed two.
And you in single coverage in fourth and 30.
Come on. That hurt me. But, guys, he's turned it up since October, became much more of a dynamic quarterback throughout the course of the season. It would probably take a miracle for him to win Heisman Trophy, but don't discount first-place votes if Alabama wins the SEC. Mm. Up next, number 8 seed, Alabama, playing in Atlanta for the SEC Championship versus number 1 seed, Georgia. Georgia's favored by 5 points. Coming in number 3, we have senior Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. It's plus 1,500. Here's what we can see. There's a great value in Penix Jr. While he hasn't played to the level of Bo Nix or Jaden Daniels over the last few weeks, he's still been fantastic for an entire season. Chances likely hinge on winning the Pac-12 championship against Nix and Oregon. Up next, as we record this podcast, the number 3 seed Huskies are playing tonight in Vegas for a conference championship versus number 5 seed Oregon Ducks. Oregon is favored by 10 points. Number 2. Senior LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is plus 140. He had the season of his life. Could very well still win the Heisman. However, the LSU quarterback is the victim of 3 losses on the season. The Tigers won't be playing in an SEC championship to help said case, but the numbers are staggering to say the least. The season is over for LSU. They'll wait for their bowl matchup. And coming in at number 1, we have senior super duper senior Oregon quarterback Bo Nix. He's minus 180 right now. Scored another 3 touchdowns last week in Oregon's 31-7 win over the Oregon State Beavers. Based on these odds, he can clinch the award if he outduels Michael Penix in the Pac-12 championship. Up next, the Ducks are playing the Washington Huskies. And that is the Heisman list for the final week. College football.
Good stuff. Good job, J-Ho.
Thank you, brother.
Disrespect to Jordan Travis all year, but you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, no, for sure. I mean, he played with – No. You hear what I'm saying. Him and Justin Herbert came in together.
Ooh, they're going to leave together.
Bo Nix is 30 years old, dog.
No, he's not as old as – he's still not as old as super-duper senior, super triple OG. Jordan
Travis. COVID, you hurt him, boy.
Helped him. Yeah, it helped him a lot.
Yeah.
COVID, you put you right back.
Yes, sir.
You guys ready to get started with the second half?
Let's do it.
Let's get
the second half is underway. Full Sport
Press. Second half, the 2023 NBA in season tournament breakdown. I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
I'm Weez. That's the Wayne's brothers.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing Oh, you saying Wayne's brother?
Yeah.
I thought you said Wayne's World.
Ain't that
hang
that.
Time. Party dude. Excellent.
Yeah.
You ain't seen Wayne's World?
I know what Wayne's World is, bro.
Okay.
Cool. For the first time in league history, guys, the NBA introduced an in-season tournament. The knockout stage of the inaugural NBA in-season tournament is set as the quarterfinal matchups will be played on December the 4th and 5th. At sites of the higher seeded teams, guys. The semifinals and finals are scheduled for December the 7th and December 9th in Las Vegas. All games, save for the final count towards regular season records, and with a $500,000 payout going to every player and coach on the winning team. All quarterfinal teams are guaranteed payouts of at least $50,000. All right, let's kick things off with letter grades for the most polarizing parts of the in-season tourney. We'll kick things off with the courts. Weezy, can you grade the courts? The in-season tournament, weird thing as far as the calendar. We had to have things that clearly for users and abusers of the NBA to
differentiate
between the in-season tournament and the regular season. Weezy, can you grade these courts, please, sir?
Man, I like the courts. I would give the courts a B.
Okay.
I like the courts because here's the thing. It's an in-season tournament, but every game counts against the regular season. So they couldn't change anything else. They couldn't mess with none of the European rules. They could make it a 4-point play because it counts as a regular season game.
Gotcha.
So, but the courts brings new flair to the I like the courts.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them that's a little loud.
A little loud.
You know.
A little loud.
Like the Lakers in the yellow and the purple. It's a little loud.
A little loud.
But the Bulls court, I like the Bulls court.
Bulls court.
I like the Rockets court.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State had a nice court. So I like the courts. I give them a B.
What you got, Jeff?
I give it a C-. Because you had to dip, like you said, we had to differentiate between regular season and in season games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to create a spectacle, make it seem special
mm-hmm.
when you do that. Man, but that Charlotte Hornets court was tough to watch.
It's hard to watch.
Pacers, hard to watch.
Thunder,
could not watch.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix Suns, change the channel real fast.
Yeah, you better.
Hawks, watch the Hawks though. Like their court.
Yeah.
If
like
you had
Bulls
red
court,
in your skin, you was good. If
like
red
the Bulls
black.
Court, like the Raptors court.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it a C-.
Okay, yeah. I'm rolling with the C as well. The floors were just a little too shiny. So if you're watching on TV, it's hard to kind of see players moving through because of the shine. People are sliding because of the shine that was on the floor. Go on, Weezy, man. Just kind of take some of the shine off, and I think things will be good.
I think you nitpicking on that one.
Shiny.
It's too shiny. That's
put too much shellac on it.
It's too shellac. That's why you couldn't see it. It was bouncing off the cameras. You couldn't
Denver's
really
court was yeah. rough too.
But yeah. if y'all just the worst grade y'all can give a C and I give mm-hmm. a B. So that means
it's solid.
Yeah, we can
solid.
Bring it back
yeah.
in next year.
It was good.
Yeah, for sure.
Moving right along to point differential, we're grading that A through F. It was a huge determining factor with points. If two teams had the same head-to-head record in the group stage, mm-hmm. then points came into picture. The team with the bigger point differential will move forward to the next round. This is basically the BCS era
mm-hmm.
of college football, mm-hmm. comparing it to the NBA. Mm-hmm. You're running up the score, Weezy, basically. Grade A through F, the point differential.
This is the one I didn't like.
Okay.
Because, like, the other night.
Boston.
No. Well, Boston, too. Boston ran up the score.
Ran it up.
Yeah.
But also, from a gambling standpoint, this helped you out with the over. That's why I think all the overs were so crazy.
Yep.
But
then they started curving it because they knew it was going on. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's put up to 240.
Shout out to DP. I know you listen. He would always be like, oh, 275
yeah.
for a over.
That Pacers Hawks game was the highest over. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. This is the only thing that, to me, I get this as May CD. We didn't need this because this one kind of made it more, you know, video game ish.
I got you.
Because the starters are still out there with a 20 point blowout.
100%.
This in-season tournament is cool, but don't let it tear my star's ankle up when he's done for 6 weeks.
Right.
And mess the regular season up.
Jeff?
So we didn't need that.
I give this part a B.
Yeah.
Simply because you had to have a way to split the records because there was potential for there to be ties
right.
with the records. And I'm probably the only person that will say this out loud. I'm a big fan of the BCS. I still miss the BCS. Mm-hmm. And this brought me back to early BCS days.
I hate the BCS.
But this brought me back to early BCS days. Style difference, point differential was a thing.
But the thing is, the reason that we didn't win a third championship because we played Alabama in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only game we lost. We lost to Alabama in the SEC championship. And we didn't get to play in the championship game because we lost in the SEC championship. That is the reason. That was huge. Like, that's huge.
But that year was
2009.
Who played?
Alabama. This is their first real championship that they won.
Yeah, y'all wasn't going to beat Alabama, no way.
No, we would have beat the hell out of Alabama. Only reason T-Ball got hurt in the SEC championship.
I mean,
and he would have played again. We would have beat. That was the best full team
guys,
we had.
Guys.
Nobody is going to play.
Come on.
As hard as I am.
Yeah, nah, for sure. We
would never lose again.
Anyway, I will
give. Promise you.
I'm grading this as a C- as well. There's no reason, like Weezy mentioned, for Jason Tatum to be playing in the fourth quarter when you're up 30. You're going to get a superstar hurt. What they should have done was taken regular season standings to this to be the point differential breakdown, not necessarily what they're doing now. Because if you're going to do something like this, all right, well, cool. The fourth quarter, all bench players played in. That's how you do that.
But see, you can't do that because it counts against the regular season.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So why don't you use something? If you're going to count that towards the regular season, then use the regular season standings then. Because there's teams that's the number – we'll talk about it. It's the number one seed in a conference that's not playing in said tournament.
Yeah, because they didn't win the tournament game.
You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
So bring some of that into it. overall grade of the entire in-season tournament, Weezy. Give me your letter grade, A through F.
B.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not too messed up with it. B. I like the uniforms. I like the courts.
Yeah.
The point differential thing, I don't think I didn't like. Yeah, B.
Okay, Jeff?
This is an A for me.
Yeah.
The courts, I gave it probably my lowest thing. I love the point differential thing. I love the uniforms. I love that it's a spectacle. And I also like the fact that during the finals and semifinals, they're going to be cross-brand analysis and broadcast with TNT and ABC. So fine. I get to hear Stephen A. and Charles Barkley talk basketball. Fine. That's going to be hilarious. So yep. this is a great.
Yeah.
Great.
I also give it a B as well, B, B+. Because
it wasn't perfect.
It wasn't perfect, right? But usually the first of anything is perfect. Yeah. So telling me that you can put these crazy courts together, put these cool jerseys together. The whole weekend in Vegas is playing this weekend to play for the finals or championship. And the best thing that we came up with, all those smart, rich people said, oh, this is just going to be called the in-season tournament. That's it.
That's one of my.
Yeah. Like, dude, anything could have been the NBA Cup. Yeah. Anything could have been. We're doing this, dude, go crazy. Have a cool name for the NBA in-season tournament. Work on the name. That's my only change.
Yeah.
That's my only thing as far as. Things that can improve. Speaking of change, Jeff, you want to kick off your first potential change
for the in-season tournament?
Okay.
Yeah. Name the trophy.
Yeah.
Name the tournament.
Okay.
So going forward, name the trophy, name the tournament.
Okay. Weezy, give me your first one.
My first one probably could be, I want all these games to be in neutral sites.
I like that. That's one of mine.
Yeah.
All these games
need to be in teams and cities that don't have basketball teams.
Yeah. No, that's mine.
Well,
that's,
okay. Yep.
Yeah, that's one of mine for sure.
If, especially if the championship game is going to be in Vegas, right?
Yep.
That's a neutral site.
Yeah, it is neutral.
Because what you're doing is you're just copying off March Madness.
Yep.
Make everything neutral.
Yeah, I like
it. On Tuesdays and Fridays, you play in Nashville.
Yep.
Go play in Seattle or, you know, where the team not in.
Yeah, that's my first one as well. This is the way you kind of identify if a team deserves to get an expansion team. Nashville, Mexico City, Seattle. Next round be in Vegas. Why not have everywhere else? Hell, you can go overseas for a couple of games just to kind of see. And it makes those teams, well, those cities have something cool. So maybe have a patch that has this something in there that'll identify the city. So so you'll know, wow, man, got this when they were doing the in-season tournament in Nashville. There's a guitar there, even though everybody in Nashville don't worry about like guitars or whatever. We don't all play a damn bun. What's those things called?
Banjo.
Yeah, we don't do that.
But bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing.
Yeah, but they think
Broadway's not real Nashville.
No, not at all. But you do something like that, that'll be cool. Yeah. What about another one, Jeff?
So it's kind of piggyback off that was like continue making the big deal, change the championship location. You can do the group settings in different cities. Group A plays like how you said, but patches on jerseys. I like that. Continue making it a big deal, but also. When you name the trophy, make sure you're doing the promotions and continue hyping it up because this is something that could catch on just like soccer does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Talk to me, Will. Give me another
one. Oh, my next one was put out brackets. Put out brackets.
It's out now.
Huh?
It's out now.
The brackets are out now. Yeah. You saying through the group stage.
Group stage, yeah.
It should have been brackets because this is all NBA AAU.
Yeah.
Put out brackets and let's do a ranking. And it should count to make this game more competitive. Whoever wins, whichever East or West wins this, she gets home court through the season.
Gotcha.
I mean, in the finals.
That's tough.
Tough to do.
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah. My next potential change, increase the number of teams that actually make the knockout stage. So if only 8 teams will make the elimination round for this week, perhaps increasing that to 12 or 16 just to kind of incentivize teams to play throughout the group stage. Because if you're only making 8 teams, there's 30 NBA teams, 29 NBA teams. It's like, oh, man, it makes it not as exciting and people aren't as locked in as they need to be. So increase that to 12 or 16. Start with 12, finish with 16.
I like it.
Yeah. What about another one, Jeff?
And my last one, I understand there are agreements with arenas and things like that, so they have to have a certain amount of home games per team. So I get that. But This may not be next year, maybe a couple of years down the line, but I believe they should add a second tournament for February and March.
I agree with that.
I believe that not interfering in March Madness, but ending right around the time tournament time starts for the NCAA, but started again in February and March to have a second in-season tournament. Cause it,
I agree with that, Jeff. I wanted it to be spread out throughout the NBA year. So that's what soccer does.
Yeah.
You'll play some in October, November, and then you play a little bit in December, and then you play three games in January, and then it culminates to November, December, not meaning so much, and it's kind of spread out all the way through March, kind of similar to what you're saying. So spreading it out would make more sense.
Yeah, spread
it
out. Yeah,
it just,
yeah.
I'm good.
Go ahead, we.
See, they have to build it up to where – because you go back to soccer, the Miami team, they feel like they won a championship. They didn't make the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah.
But they feel like they won an NCAA tournament. They actually won a championship. They have to build up to actually a team like the Pacers. If they win this tournament, it's almost like a championship.
Yeah. It is. It is.
Technically.
Yeah.
But I like that. It makes it meaningful. So I think one in the first half of the season, one right around All-Star break ends right before March Madness kicks off. Just makes the regular season, because we're having a hard time keeping players and fans interested for 82 games.
Yeah.
This will solve.
Yeah, so with that knockout stage being pushed to March or whatever the case may be, now you're competing against NCAA basketball, which in turn will make things a little bit more interesting, because it's hard to watch NBA basketball. Those are the dog days of the NBA in February and March. Right after the All-Star break, you might as well fast forward. You say it all the time. Let's simulate right to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch. NBA is the only sport, literally, in America, that one game can't mean – like, even in baseball, they play all those games, but one game can mean anything. You can't go out there and lose eight straight games in baseball and still make the playoffs.
Heard you.
In NBA, the when y'all come back, they can go on a run and still make the playoffs.
That's tough. My last potential change. Invite some NBA G League teams into the tournament.
Oh, no.
Yeah, guys.
don't beat the hell out of G League
teams. In the Premier League, guys. The biggest soccer tournament in the world play against lower tier and second tier leagues, dog. They literally do. So the NBA can at least invite some of the better 1-2 seed G League teams in a tournament where the top teams from last season play in the in-season tournament.
I like it. That's going to be a tough sell, though.
But do I expect them to win the tournament? No. But what it does, it gives them eyes. People actually get to see Imani Bates playing. People actually get to see some of these young guys like Gabe York, who's down there averaging 25, Sharif Cooper, who is an MVP candidate there. We don't know that because NBA TV only allows us to see G League games. That's it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is showing it. Why not put them? Put them out. Show those guys. That'll be some of the – dude, that can change a G League guy's life, because if he's cooking in the in-season tournament – trust and believe, he will get a call up and he'll be on the NBA team.
The only negative about that is that these games count towards regular season. It's going to be a tough sell to get.
That's true too.
It's going to be a tough sell to get players to buy in to playing additional games and not impact their contracts.
That's true too.
That's why they had to make sure these count in regular season because of their contracts.
Yeah. But $500,000 though can change a G League guy's life.
True indeed.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the quarterfinal prediction.
12th player on the team.
So what's at stake in the knockout stage? The winning team will capture the first NBA Cup, and there's prize money, guys. Each player on the losing quarterfinal team will receive $50,000. Each player on the losing semifinals team will get $100,000. Each player on the losing final team will receive $200,000. And like I mentioned earlier, each player on the championship team will make $500,000. Also, following the final league, we'll name an MVP and all-tournament team based on performance in the group and knockout stages. We're here to break down predictions for the first knockout bracket, the first game. Monday, Boston at Indiana on TNT. Weezy, give me your winner and why.
Boston, they got Jayson Tatum.
Jayson
Tatum, Boston's the best team in NBA right now.
Okay.
They're playing very, very together. Indiana's good. Okay.
Okay.
Halliburton's playing off his mind right now, but Boston's playing good ball. I got Boston.
Okay. Jeff?
Boston, even with injuries, you know, still a better team. And, you know, and obviously Boston wants this. Shout out to the coach Mazzulla, running the school up on, was it your Bulls?
Yeah, it was against the Bulls. Not like that.
But he was a gentleman about it. He explained to the coach what he was doing. So I like that. You know what I mean? Let you know that it means something. So if you're doing that to make the quarterfinals, you want to win this. So give me Boston.
All right. I got the Celtics winning as well. It's going to be a surprisingly competitive game, though. Pacers have been historically good on offense, like Weezy mentioned earlier. But Boston has the edge simply because of defense. Tyrese Halliburton, Jason Tatum, rolling with a better team, which is Boston. I got them winning 119-110.
Okay.
The next Monday game is the New Orleans Pelicans at the Sacramento Kings. Weezy, give me your winner and why.
Jeff, your boy been hooping.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy been hooping.
He been hooping.
Yeah, he have.
Big Zion been hooping. His bounce ain't quite as bouncy now, but that's fine. I'm cool with that. But he getting the bucket.
He getting there.
Yeah. I like them against Sacramento.
Me too.
Especially, well, if what they playing at Sacramento is going to hurt them. When they play at home in –
like the Bean?
Yeah. Sacramento play home, they rolling.
That's a tough out.
I like New Orleans.
Jeff?
I like New Orleans in this game with Zion playing the way he's playing. I mean, I know CJ McCollum, I believe he's going to be out for this.
Nah.
If I'm not mistaken. Is he back?
He came back today.
Yesterday. Okay. So, yeah, give me the Pelicans with Zion and you're giving Sabonis a tough go on the inside. But Sacramento is a great team, but I'm going with Zion.
Pelicans are getting healthy at the right time. Yes, CJ's sir. Back. Trey Murphy will play this week. Z's off the blue chew. He's going crazy. Sacramento will get the edge, though, due to being at home. It's so difficult to win against the Sacramento Kings at home, man. And I think De'Aaron Fox is the best player in this series. So feels like a game that Fox can truly dictate the final result, especially if he's being guarded by CJ McCollum.
That's a tough one.
Then let me tell you something. Malik Monk, throughout this entire in-season tournament, been cooking. Hit a game winner against Golden State, playing out of his mind. I got the Kings winning by 6.
Like,
moving on to the Tuesday games. The first one is New York at Milwaukee on TNT. Give me the winner and why, Jeff.
All right. New York's got to win something. The New York Knickerbockers have to win something. And they are going to push for this tournament as well. And I get it, Dame Lillard. I get it, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think the Knicks just are going to want this more than the Knicks.
Jeff, I mean, Weezy.
Well, if they get the Knicks are a good team. Here's the thing with the Knicks. They don't get nobody else to play as hard as Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson plays hard every night.
Bro, they had 3 left-handers on their starting 5.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm just saying, Jalen Brunson plays hard every single night.
Everybody playing on the same side.
Dang, I don't know nothing about that, coach.
Okay, my bad.
But I'm just telling you, Jalen Brunson plays hard every single night.
Yeah.
Other players don't meet. They don't match his energy, man. They don't. And in Milwaukee,
you had to match my energy
tonight.
It's Friday night too.
I know.
Oh, I thought it was Wednesday.
But here's the thing with Milwaukee. Giannis in the fourth quarter, he's giving the ball to Dame. It's Dame time. That in the fourth quarter, and I'm cool with that. If you can go win the game, I ain't got to do it. Go win the game. And that's what he's doing.
Yeah. All right. The Dame Lillard experiment starting off a little rocky, guys. But we also expected it to be kind of similar to this because he's not playing any defense and he's shooting a lot of balls. That's it. Yeah. That is the Dame Lillard experience right now. So the Bucks are undoubtedly the better team, though. If you look as far as their roster, starting five, I think what Jeff mentioned, though, makes so much sense that the Knicks are really playing at a hard level to win something.
Yeah.
The Garden has to be excited about something, even though they probably won't see them play in New York. But I tell you what, man, I think Jalen Brunson, who just coming off a 40-point performance last night, give me the Knicks handily over the Bucks.
I like it.
All right. And the last game of the NBA in-season tournament knockout stage, the Phoenix Suns at the Los Angeles Lakers. Jeff,
this is the championship 7-game matchup.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean, on paper.
Yeah.
Phoenix struggling, not struggling, but they're trying to get healthy, get some camaraderie, get all their players out there at the same time. That hasn't happened, but what, 3 games so far this year that all 3 of them played.
Yeah, that's it. Three max.
I think it's 3.
3.5. Yeah. And before this, KD and Book had only played in a couple of games.
So And LeBron, this has been my go-to statement this entire breakdown, but it's true. LeBron, this just adds yet another caveat to his GOAT argument to win this tournament.
Okay.
So
you got the Lakers.
Yeah, I got the Lakers winning.
Win the first ever GOAT tournament.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The first ever in-season tournament for LeBron on top of everything else. Yeah, this would be great.
Man, the only thing about these two teams for me is these are two most veterans teams in the tournament. Mm-hmm. I don't think they care about this tournament. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Good point.
I think LeBron and the Lakers with AD, and I think they'd rather just get healthy, get to the finals. And KD, I just think they'd rather stay healthy. So it's going to be a good game because they got to play. Mm-hmm. But I don't really think it's a big deal to either one of them. I really don't. But the Lakers don't play good against good teams. I'm going with Phoenix.
Okay. Third time's a charm, Jeff. Third time is a charm. LA barely beat them twice, and both times were without Devin Booker. This time, the Suns will have both KD and Book, a duo that has only lost one regular season game together, I think. So, give me the Suns by 10 over the Lakers.
How you feel about headband Book?
It's, man, you know what? I was cool with the headband. Yeah. Then he does the cutoff shirt, too.
Yeah.
That's OD.
Yeah. So
like, you got to pick one. Yeah. They ain't even on 2K, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even have the cutoff shirts. Then you're trying to put the cutoff shirts on 2K. Cameraman.
Look, yeah.
Put that on
your
the board.
Player will have that. Yeah. Your nah. player will have that.
I don't have.
Yo, my player.
I don't have. Cameraman is the my player guy.
I don't know what that is. I just made that up. I know you the create players, though.
I don't know. No, I don't do that.
I keep saying I bought that 2K, still ain't played it yet.
That's your fault.
I know. I'm playing this weekend.
Yeah, as you should. Yeah, as you should. And that is our first ever NBA in season tournament breakdown. That they have to find out a better name.
They got
a
name.
NBA Cup.
NBA Cup. NBA Invitational.
Come on, man. Yeah. Put us in charge.
It's stuff out there. Adam Silver, you know what I mean?
Put us in charge.
I mean, to me, Adam Silver is one of the greatest.
Throwing that money around. Holla at us.
Yeah.
Y'all know a fact. Well, fun fact I heard, LeBron James has never been to Nashville. Visited anything. We gotta get LeBron to Nashville. He's never been to Nashville.
Never been to Nashville. Never. Mav has been here a couple of times.
Because one of his picks one time, he picked the Titans. He said, I gotta get to Nashville. I've never been there. Gotta get LeBron to Nashville.
Gotta get LeBron. Yeah. I gotta make some calls, man. We gotta get LeBron in there.
Never been to the city.
Where you going first?
I don't know. I got some
QC Kitchen?
I gotta get him a QC Kitchen.
It gotta be off season, though.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
It gotta be off season.
Yeah, gonna give him 5 pounds.
Did you see the thing of the white boy that had a soul food for the first time? And they had him in the corner. He was knocked out. Yeah. He had itis. Now, I don't know necessarily what that would be, itis.
Yeah.
Or that QC Kitchen knocked him down. But you know how excited Kweta Cole would be if LeBron James walks in QC Kitchen.
We got to clip this up and send it to him.
We're going to get LeBron James too.
Yeah, we got to get it to the city. We got to get him to the city. All right. Now, tune in to the questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page. On the iTunes page, please rate and subscribe. More importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
Weezy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, the revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Please tune in to the Full Sport Press podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.